coach on the road once again with the MLB Stars of the Game, and I got my man Brooks Baldwin over here. How we doing?
Good.
Well, you know, you got your feet wet on being in the big leagues, what it's like. So what have you found to be the biggest adjustments that you had to make, or what have you found surprising you about being in the big leagues?
There's not really – it's a big adjustment just adjusting to the speed of the game. The game's a little faster, but I found out that doing what got you here is the biggest thing, because you have your foundation already coming up to the minor leagues, and that's the biggest thing that I found is sticking to that foundation and making just minor adjustments on timing and everything as far as at the plate. But that's really the only thing that's the biggest difference is the speed of the game.
So, you know, when you first get called up, you got that nervous energy and trying to find your way through the locker room and around the team. I mean, have you got kind of settled in a sense?
Yeah. The routine's definitely different from the minor leagues. Everything's a little different as far as pregame. But once you find that routine and stick to it every day for a couple of weeks, then you start to get your feet cemented. And that's been what's helping a lot, is finding that routine that works and sticking to it.
And did you kind of look across the field sometime and look intimidated psychologically?
Not really intimidated. It's kind of a fact, a little bit of joy of being like, hey, I'm finally where I want to be. And it's the sense of getting that work in every day just to stay where you want to be. And looking across the field and seeing some of the guys that I've grown up watching the past 5 or 6 years, even before I got into pro ball, watching them, it's really fun to be on the same field as them.
Have you went over there and asked anybody for their autograph yet?
Not yet, I have not.
Have you had that urge through the thought?
I have had that thought. I have it this week of possibly wanting to get a Seager's autograph, but for right now, it's just to go out and play.
And, I mean, what is it like just being on a major league level? I mean, pitching is different. Everything's just different.
Everything's different. Pitchers know they have a game plan, and they stick to that game plan throughout the game. I mean, you have to find what works for you as far as attacking what how they're attacking you. Mm-hmm. And recently, I've come to learn of how pitchers are trying to attack me, and working on that pregame has been big.
So are you still pitching yourself like I'm in the big leagues?
A little bit, yeah.
So are you still being called rookie? I got to ask, you still being called rookie?
Always.
So you'll be rookie to next year. You can't wait to get next year out of the way.
I'll be rookie all the way through next year, so it's a little bit of fun that everybody has, but I embrace it.
Well, I know being a college coach, I know the comedy and stuff that goes on with the team.
Yeah.
I mean, what about the bond with these guys? Have you bonded even more with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, I got to know them a little bit in spring training, not too much, just being in the dugout with them during spring training games, backing up a couple games. Didn't get the chance to be in Major League camp, so I wasn't able to get to know them too well. But recently, I've got to know a few guys pretty good.
So let me ask you, for the fans, have you had to sing yet on the bus or the plane?
I have. I've sang a couple times on the bus and done a few of the safety demos on the plane a couple times. So it's just a lot of fun.
So you're going to give us a tune. What you sing?
The first one I sang was The Painter by Cody Johnson.
Oh, I don't know that, but you know, we got to hook you up with some brother music.
Yeah.
So what about your parents? They still excited about their baby in the big leagues?
Yeah, they are still very excited. They came up last weekend, and they'll be here coming up tomorrow, actually.
So what about the season over? You going to stay in Chicago, or you going back home?
I'm going back home to North Carolina. I do some hunting and fishing and get my workouts in the off season and live with my girlfriend and help her through school a little bit, through graduate school, but it'll be a good off season.
I mean, you ain't gonna step in and see what Chicago weather's like. It get cold up here now.
I like the cold, but it's a little too cold up here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're gonna have to get you a little bit, maybe Arkansas or something.
Yeah.
All right, so last question. I mean, this experience, what is it? Has it just been like a whirlwind?
It has a little bit. You know, it's a big change. You know, growing up, it's what you dream of. And being able to live it out is something you can't really put into words. Mm-hmm. It's something that you just have to be in the moment. And that's what I've done every day. Don't really think about what's happened in the past, your past few games or anything. And don't look too far forward in the future. Just come in, be prepared for that day, and live in the moment.
Coach on the road with my newfound hero.
Thanks,
I appreciate it.
A League of Our Own is a self-funded developmental baseball league that offers baseball players an outlet to continue playing baseball. This league is designed to develop the whole baseball player both on and off the field. Non-stop baseball, housing accommodations, 2 meals per day, uniforms, and equipment. This league is dedicated to the generations of baseball players who were denied the opportunity to play baseball because of factors other than their ability to play the game. The requirements for this league are baseball talent and ability. If you would be interested, you can log on to our website at www.ALOO247.com. That's ALOO247.com. Thank you and help us spread the word.
Click on the subscribe button and become a subscriber.